Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Jessica Vieira is about to come on and absolutely bring the heat for you to help you transform your life using that self-awareness, sharing her journey. It's super powerful. Before that, I just want to share a quick message. If you are interested in living in your purpose, expanding your presence and your visibility, igniting your platform and your message, and getting it out to the world, especially through a podcast, let's talk. I love doing it. I'm helping our clients do that, get their message out there to the world and make a bigger impact, increase their influence, increase their income, and it is absolutely incredible. Send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook or a social media platform and message me there. Next up is the iTunes review of the week. This week, it is by Miss Esperant, and Esperant says, "I appreciate everything that is expressed and conveyed when I listen to Become Your Greatest Possible Self, Chris Burns. It helps me to go a step forward toward greater success and a path of enlightenment." So thank you so much, Esperant. If you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Become Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store. Thanks so much in advance for doing that, letting us know what you love, what you want to see more of, and how we can make the show even better. Make sure you subscribe to get all the latest episodes. Now, I'm going to introduce Jessica. Grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, be ready to take notes because it's going to be some gold. She's going to drop it on your face and it's going to impact and transform your lives. Like, it's not disrespectful. It's just like real. It's a wake up call to say, hey, you can live life better with this self-awareness. You could do it better. Come on. We all want to do it better, right? So let's introduce her and then we'll bring her on the screen. Jessica Vieira is a former anesthetic nurse and bikini fitness competitor turned online women's transformation coach and part-time personal trainer. Jessica helps women evolve their relationship with food, heal their bodies with nourishing food and strength training, and amplify women's internal health, going through ongoing education, self-love, self-confidence, and self-awareness practices. And we're blessed to have her here with us today. Jessica, are you ready to rock the house, girl?
Happy May, Chris.
Oh my gosh, yes. We are now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up and just the empowering force that you are. I know my girlfriend, she's doing something similar to you, and I so acknowledge her for showing up. And you must have had to transcend some serious challenges and blocks to step into your role helping these women. So I acknowledge you. I give you kudos because it's incredible what we can do with our story. And thank you for being here today. I appreciate you.
No, thank you so much for having me, Chris. I'm so excited to share my story.
Yes, we're going to dive in. Awesome. So Jessica, let's start with the theme of the day, which is master your message. So how do you relate to this topic of mastering your message, Jessica?
Mastering my message. So to master your message, I think it really just comes down to being authentically and true to yourself and just sharing who you are as a person, which isn't always easy to do. But when you can show up and learn how to become yourself and share your experiences, then sharing your message just becomes natural, especially if you're wanting to make an impact in other people's lives.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I just have this feeling that you used to be like so concerned with other people and what they thought and who they thought you were supposed to be. And now you're just as like this bold freaking powerhouse and you're so at ease and comfortable to be around. It's awesome. So I know we're going to hear about that journey. Before that, though, you know, I really love it. Be authentic. Just like own that message. That's the biggest part. You got to own it. You got to be ready to share it. You got to step up and just deliver it. Because if not, who's going to do it? You know, you have your message. You have the unique voice. You have your unique experience. And Jessica, when women come to you, how do you serve them? I mentioned it a little bit in your bio and intro, but just in your own words, what do you stand for with these women and how do you support them?
I think the biggest thing is just teaching women how to find self-confidence and how to stop comparing themselves to other people. I've dealt with a range of women, mostly a lot of young girls that have either had like eating problems like binge eating, issues in the past, and then right up to mums that have completely lost their self-confidence, don't take care of themselves, are really struggling with their energy levels, they're chronically fatigued, they're exhausted, they're stressed constantly, and they just don't know how to love themselves. So what I teach is how to nourish your body. I teach them basically just the fundamentals of eating, like the basics, like, you know, what to eat to help with your energy levels, how to help, how to eat the right foods to complement your hormones, and just help them feel good in their skin. And just with self-love practices, you know, complimenting on the small wins in life. It's like the smallest things, and it's those small wins that lead to massive, like, long-term results.
Yes, yes, I love it. And it's the basics, you know, practiced every day. When people are so out of alignment and out of balance with their health, with their happiness, with their fulfillment, that only happens because it's compounded over months and years or even decades, you know, of them not treating their body with respect and with love. And it's like you show up and you give them the basics and help them with support and reminding them that they can do it. They deserve better. They can have a better body. They can treat themselves with more love, and you show them that it's possible. And I know that part of that comes from your own journey and your own experience in growing through that. So let's go back to that place where you would say it all really began for you, when you started discovering who you were and trying to figure out how do you really fit in this world and having some challenges with that.
Yeah, well, I guess I've got a big journey, to say the least. It really all started for me when I was about 18, 19. Prior to obviously coming into health and fitness industry, I was a very troubled teenager, to say the least. I spent a lot of years doing things that I shouldn't be doing. I had a very poor diet. I used to drink a lot. I used to take a lot of drugs, to say the least. So I fell into really poor groups through high school. I dropped out of high school at a very young age, purely because I just didn't understand what they were saying. And I think it was just because of the way that I was brought up. Although my parents are really great, I just was not brought up with very much. So that really impacted my life coming into adolescence. So during my adolescence years, I did not have a healthy lifestyle. Growing, as soon as I hit like 18, I was partying every day. I was eating McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And at that age, your hormones start to change and everything changes. Even if you were once kind of skinny and getting away with it, once hormones play and your body starts changing, that's it. Like, you start piling on weight. Cigarettes, had a very poor lifestyle. What the turning point was for me, I actually had a boyfriend at that age that said that I was unattractive and fat. So that was something that really hit me hard. Like, I never had body image issues at that age. So when you hear that, you kind of have a look at your life and reassess your life. So then I did what most girls would do, and I went and joined my local gym. I went to start I started in like Les Mills classes, the body pump, body attack, and body combat classes. And that's where it all kind of began for me. I started a massive weight loss journey, and I lost about 15 kilos at that time. And then I wanted more. During that time, I had actually fallen into a career of nursing. So I started in aged care. It was paying more than what Subway was paying me, which was about $10 an hour. So I was like, oh yeah, this is cool. I'm going to get paid $17 an hour and I can get penalty rates. And then maybe I'll be able to afford my rent and be able to afford my food. So I kind of fell into it, but that was a huge turning point for me. I was surrounded by older people, like people in their 60s, people in their 70s. I actually seen what an unhealthy lifestyle can do to your body and how it can affect you in the long run. But not only did I see that firsthand in nursing homes, but I also just learning about it every day. Like, I just had no idea how an unhealthy lifestyle, how drinking and taking drugs and smoking can really affect you in the long run, to the point where you have no control over your body. And it was quite sad to see. But alongside that, being around mature adults forced me to grow up.
Yep.
So I had to make some massive changes. Like, you can't drink and then show up to a nursing shift when you've actually got to dedicate all of your energy and positivity into these clients of yours and patients that are relying on you to show up at 100%. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge, huge turning point for me. And then that being committed to that, and then I went on to study further and do more nursing studies, which just opened me up to a whole new world and a massive career. And alongside that, I continued with my training after my Les Mills workouts. I was like, well, what's more? There's got to be more. So then I started teaching myself how to train in the gym. I started watching all the guys and just like mimicking them. I had no idea what I was doing, and this was like years ago. Like, there wasn't really females in the weights, and these like saturated females. But I used to look at like the fit chicks, and I used to think like, "Wow, you look so amazing! Like, I want to look like you." And I'm like, "I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to be able to look like you, and I'm going to teach myself all that I need to know so I can look like you and be like you." So yeah, eventually, like as I started creating healthier habits and started getting rid of bad habits, everything just started to shift for me. My career started to really grow. I had lots of amazing opportunities within my career as a nurse, and then also alongside with my fitness lifestyle, which complemented that, I started bodybuilding competitions, and I did that for 3 years. And I haven't for 2 years now. And now I'm completely transitioned into the fitness industry for the last year and a half.
Completely transitioned as in, like, you left the nursing and all you've been doing is fitness and coaching and things like that?
Yeah, so I left a year and a half ago. I didn't go straight into, like, I did a lot of sales while I was a managed like supplement stores and worked for supplement distribution companies and got a good foundation of like sales. Yeah. And then all of that just ended up leading me into PT. But at the same time, I was doing like online coaching. So I used to run like a small gyms challenges, and I used to just take a handful of women and help them with their journey. And that's where I got the experience for online coaching.
That's awesome. So you were doing the online stuff and like getting that experience. How did you really start going full in on the online world?
Just from word of mouth. Like I've never really pitched it as a sale on Instagram. But I think from being a competitor for so many years, and I used to share my journey of competing, and you're constantly talking about your weight, you're constantly talking about your food, you're constantly lean and you look amazing and all this stuff, it just automatically attract clients to me. And then I went through like binge eating, so a lot of girls were relating to me because I used to share the experiences that I was going through. And then I was just so honest and raw on social media that it just naturally came to me, and just opportunities came to me to be able to run people's challenges and stuff like that, where I would have a large group of predominantly mums and really just helping transform their lives.
Do you feel that the experience with the more elderly people and mature people has been so instilled in you, in your mindset and your paradigm of how you see life, that you speak to those moms more, or your energy is more attractive to them? I'm curious, you know?
Sorry, you just cut out for a sec. What was that last year?
Yeah. So it's the energy of moms, you know, do you think it's the mindset of that you learn from these mature elderly people that is the reason why you attract moms more so than, let's say, the 20-year-old or that kind of age?
Yeah. Well, I definitely feel like I'm a bit of an old soul.
Yeah.
I do connect on a much deeper and greater level with older women. I think majority of my friends are actually in their 40s.
Wow.
So I do connect with them a lot easier. And then they're just more open about where they're at in life. I find that young girls, it's really a method. Like, young girls take time and you really got to break them down and really help them understand who they are as a person. You still need to do that with older women, but it's a lot easier to do that with older women than it may be with someone that's younger and still, I guess, trying to find themselves in a different sense in life.
Yeah. So it's like the older women have more experience to pull from to say, here's what I like, here's what I will stand for, here's what I won't stand for. There's still a process of helping them discover that and get clarity on that and like apply that. But the younger women, it sounds like, they're still open to these different lifestyles that are available to them. You know, like it's a little bit harder to choose. They don't have as much experience to say, this is what I want and don't want. And I think there's a little bit of naivety too. I know that was for me, like there's a naivety of being young, thinking that we can have something or, you know, find the, you know, billionaire baller or millionaire baller and, you know, create a great relationship with him. And he's not a player. I don't believe the signs, you know, and it's like people keep telling you to look at the signs, be real, be in reality kind of thing. But there's like a kind of a denial in wanting to have, I don't want to say have your cake and eat it too, because I think you can do that. I think you can, you know, live a life where you get what you want and it can be easy and it can work and it can be in flow. You're living your purpose. But yeah, I just think that there might be a little bit more naivety.
Yeah. And I also just think like as well, like just with the time that we're in now, and having social media, I really think that just impacts a lot of younger girls on a not so great level, really. I feel like there's so much comparison out there now, that there's so much conflicting platforms out there where they're comparing themselves to some girls where they shouldn't be comparing themselves. So they've constantly got that in their face. Whereas older women, they don't really as such, because they've got kids.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I think there's just, you know, how do you teach girls how to self love themselves when they're following all these fitness pages with girls just with abs,
right?
And that's what they think is the normal way of living. So it's really like breaking all that down and just teaching them the basics, like just simple stuff of just nourishing your body, and helping them understand where they're at.
Yeah, that's good. I want to dive deeper into that comparison mindset. How can we empower the listeners, especially the women who are out there, to not be caught up in that?
That's a tough one. it's something that I definitely had to teach myself, which it has taken me about 2 years to really teach myself to get distracted by what other people are doing. For 3 years I spent competing. Like, what does your life revolve around? Comparing yourself to other girls that you're standing on stage with. Am I good enough? Why don't I look a certain way? Why don't I look like they look like? I'm putting in just as much work. Why don't I look like them? And you're constantly scrolling through news feeds and stuff, and it can become quite toxic for yourself to the point where you don't feel good enough. You don't like looking at yourself in the mirror. You don't like what you see, and you're constantly wanting someone else's life. So it's, I say that your social media platform should be like your real life. So in your real life, you wouldn't have toxic people around you, because it's unhealthy for your mindset and for your own progression in life. So when we refer to social media, why are you following pages that are making you feel down about yourself and that are bringing you toxic, a toxic way of thinking, and are bringing you negative thoughts about your own body? You know, you should follow people that are actually providing value to you and that are really making you feel good about yourself.
So what I'm hearing is, it's not just about like admiring and kind of obsessing over someone's body and saying, oh, I wish I had that body, but it's actually probably more going to be the captions of what they're saying that that goes with the picture. And most of the, it's probably not going to be all about having the sexy body. You know, there's a certain Instagram accounts that just, it's all it is just like they're showing skin. You know, that's the thing that draws the likes and the views. And there, I think there's a time and place for that, but it's also like, can you show yourself outside of that, living life, enjoying yourself, traveling, adventuring, you know, whatever it is, being passionate, living your purpose.
That's so true.
I love it. I love it. So that's the comparison, you know, to be able to help with that and address that. And as far as, you know, really bringing that self-awareness, I know that's something that we wanted to talk about today, to bring the self-awareness to transform our life. Like, what is the key? What's the foundation to really understanding self-awareness?
It's being completely open and honest why you're doing the things that you're doing, and if it's and understanding just your character and your personality, your morals, your values, what serves you good, and eliminating what doesn't serve you. There was, I guess, a time in my life 2 years ago where I literally felt like everything around me was crashing down and crumbling. It was the end of my shows. I was transitioning out of nursing. I didn't know who I was. I was doing a lot of things, unhealthy things to my body, which made me question my actions. I really had to get deep, and I had to stop punishing my body and come to understand who I was as a person and what I stood for in order for me to move forward. And like, that wasn't easy. Like, I've had to really like tear myself apart in a not bad way. But I've just had to really just acknowledge myself. And that also came with self-love practices, you know, being kind to myself, understanding my personality a little bit clearer. In order for me to move forward.
Beautiful. And in terms of those self-love practices, how does that tie into self-awareness, in your opinion?
So self-love practices, for example, if we're talking about like body image, a thing that I did was I stopped looking at myself in the mirror. I was actually very fortunate that when I had relocated to a new state, I lived in a house that didn't have mirrors. It was very old grandparents' house. Only has a small little mirror in the bathroom, and that is it. So you can't actually see yourself. And it was kind of a blessing in disguise at the time, because I was going through such changes in my life, and I had actually put on 10 kilos in about 6 weeks. And it was a blessing in disguise that I couldn't look at myself every day, but that actually helped me not focus on the exterior and focus on the internal parts of who I am as a person and the value that I can bring as a person that isn't just a body. And that helped me just focus on just myself, like who I am, like that I didn't have to, I wasn't just the body. And I think that that comes down to self-awareness as well, of you're more than a body. You're what you are on the inside, and what your values are and your morals are, and the value that you can bring to other people that is more than just what's on the external. And to say that I would say that I was quite a, I guess, a fake person in a way, but I was also very authentic, but as in like I had the passions, I had lips done all the time, always had fake tan on, I had to be tanned all the time, and I had to look a certain way all the time, constantly had makeup on. Now I wear very minimal makeup. I'm a natural hair color, took all my extensions out, haven't had my lips done in 2 years, and it's like all these small things that is you strip yourself and just try and be authentically you without worrying about the external parts and like having to seek validation from other people. Like, people should love you from the inside of what you bring, not just from the outside.
Amen. I love it. And I hear so much wisdom and acceptance of yourself, you know, like the self-acceptance, the self-love of just, I am who I am, and like I love everything about me, even the parts that I don't. You know, I accept the parts of myself that I don't love. There was a seminar that I went through a while back, a couple years ago, and one of the most powerful phrases that we learned to be able to address the things that we didn't like, the things that we were felt ashamed about or wanted to hide. It's like, I am blank and I love that about myself. So I am overweight and I love that about myself. I am bald and I love that about myself. I am white or whatever, you know, like whatever the thing is, like, and I love that about myself. So it's like, if you can really own whatever that is and transform it from shame and regret and pain and suffering into, man, I love that about myself. Whatever the aspect is that you don't appreciate, I think that's one of the most powerful ways to reassociate, rebuild relationships with ourselves so that we, number one, it's like we accept our body as it is, but then we create the space for what is inside to actually shine through. You know, it's like to be the thing that people pay attention to. Because it's so funny, if there's an aspect about ourselves that we don't like, we'll be so self-conscious of it in a conversation, when we're on stage, when we're creating content, whatever it might be. And it's like, when you can get past that, when you can let go of that and really just be with people and make it about delivering the message, making a transformation in someone's life, then it will come through. But if it's about looking good, then that's what's going to, like, it's going to have to get filtered through that. It's going to block your intention and purpose.
Yeah. I definitely think it also just gives you a space to be able to grow. Like, yes, okay, we're not going to love everything about our lives, and you know, we're going to have past experiences that have created the person that we are today, and there may be things that have been really difficult to overcome in life and we may be ashamed of, but that doesn't define who you are. You need to sit there and say, okay, this is the position I'm in now. Okay, this is what I don't like. This is what I do like. These are my qualities, or these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, or this is what I need to improve on. Give yourself the space to be able to grow. And I think that's the hardest part, and that just comes down to really being honest with yourself, which is the hardest part to do, because it's sometimes really scary.
Yeah, it's like acknowledging that dragon, that fear, that thing that you've been sweeping underneath the rug. It can be intimidating.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I know that self-awareness and self-acceptance brings more love to ourselves. And specifically, is there anything you wanted to say around the health and wellness side of things that you want our audience to know, to really, like, if it's some of those basics that you wanted to cover, or the foundation of really treating our body right with what we put into it? Let's cover some of that.
So I think we just need to take baby steps. So one thing that I teach my clients is we can have long-term goals and have the long-term goal inside, but it's not going to happen overnight. But we need to be making daily active steps towards that big goal. And it's all about the small wins that maybe you don't see, but I see. And I see the small wins in women where, you know, maybe instead of them eating a chocolate bar for that day, they end up going to eat an apple. Little that they don't see is making changes in their life that'll lead to the long-term results. And it's not a race. It really is. You just got to pace yourself through the journey and really enjoy it and apply yourself each day. You know, I think a lot of my clients, they'll compare themselves to me and they'll be like, how do you do this? How do you eat so healthy every day? How do you show up to the gym every day? And it's like, I've created a habit. It didn't happen overnight. Yep. It's taken 7 years. Yep. And I still stuff up. Like, you're human. So I think it's just looking at a long-term picture, not a short-term picture. This is a long-term change that is going to change your life and create a new person, a new positive, thriving, happy person, confident. Yep. And that's what I focus on, is mindset, the small wins, and creating longevity health.
That's awesome. I love that. And I love how you said even today, you know, we still mess up, right? Like I was just going to the gym a couple weeks ago, and I had been using pre-workout to like get myself amped up and excited and ready to go have an epic gym session. And so I went with my girlfriend, and I didn't have any pre-workout, and I was like miserable. You know, I was like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. This is the worst ever, right? And like I intentionally didn't take any because I want to like stay away from that. I don't need to stimulate my body. Like I have more than enough energy within me and drive and intention and intenseness. And I just knew that I didn't need it. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to use it. But the fact of like, I have to confront it, you know, I have to confront letting go of something that was really comfortable for me and it sucked. But when we do that, it might suck in the beginning, but then you like get back into the habit of it. And for now, like I've been working out for 10 years and still there's some days where I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym, you know, but it's like, it's almost on autopilot now at this point. And there might be a day where it sucks, but it's not going to last for like a week or a couple weeks. It might just be a couple days that I'm like, oh, I just really don't want to go to the gym. But then the next week I'm like freaking stoked. Like, let's go, let's get some good workouts in, you know? So I think it's after a while, you bounce back so much faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it never gets easier. Right. you know, it's always challenging, but I think it's, you can't make it your whole life. I teach balance more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just wants to try and make their whole fitness life their whole life, but then you've got priorities, you've got work, you've got kids, you know, you've got your husband or your partner that you've got to attend to. So you need to be realistic with what you're committing to.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just small commitments here and there, and not every day is going to be amazing. I'm not always going to show up 100%. I wish we could every day, but, you know, life happens.
What are some of your daily practices that you do or that you recommend your clients to do to, you know, you talked about the wins, you talked about like bouncing back, self-image. Tell us a little bit more what we can be doing on a day-to-day basis.
So just structure. Mm-hmm. I'm huge on planning structure for the week. So preparation is key. If you have not prepared your next day, then you need to do it the day before, the night before, before you go to bed. Make sure everything's ready to go. You're organized. You know, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, whether I'm going to do a half-hour workout or if it's a rest day, that's fine. Have all your meals or whatever prepared and set yourself up on a good note. Wake up early. I am huge on waking up early and breathing for a little bit before I start the day, or even listening to a podcast with affirmation and just gratitude and just something inspiring that will uplift my mood. And then I'll go, or even music. Music is great to start the day. And then I will start the day on a positive note. I also just try to encourage, you know, look at yourself, and like if you want to look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and just say, I'm great, like compliment yourself. And then start the day.
I love it. What would you say last year was one of your biggest challenges and that you like broke through in terms of giving yourself that self-love and self-acceptance?
Shit. many moments. You know what? It would have had to have been my temporary boyfriend. I've been single for a very long time. Really, really, freedom made me wake up myself. Like, that was the final thing that was just like, wow, like, this is not what I stand for. This is not who I am. This is not the relationship that I want to bring in my life. This is toxic. This is not making me feel good at all. This is not serving me. And what do I want that is good for me?
Yeah.
And that was a huge, huge awakening, because there was a lot of things in him that I had accepted in the past but you continue to make the same mistakes. And this also down to being self-aware and breaking those habits. Of being put again in another situation that is similar to your past and thinking, shit, this is so toxic. Like, this is not me. And I think as you grow through life and you become more self-aware of who you are and what you stand for and your morals and your values, you know, life has a funny way of testing you in certain ways. And it's whether you have the strength to stand up for yourself and say, no, this doesn't serve me and this isn't going to benefit my future.
How does someone know if they're going through like a pattern that life is attempting to teach them a lesson that they just haven't like listened to life yet?
I think when you sit there and say, why is this happening? Why me? And you could sit there and think, oh, I've been in similar circumstances before. That's when you know that you need to make a change. And that sometimes can't always be the other person. You can't always blame the other person, you know, because it is your body. It is your life. You need to sit stand there and be honest with yourself and say, shit, maybe this is me. This is the decisions that I'm making. So, yeah, that you have to just be honest with yourself and just – and own the fact that these are your decisions. And then that's where it comes to either option A or option B. Do I continue to settle for this life, or do I move forward and go in the direction that I want to go in and completely break free from a life that I had previously lived, all the things that had once served me that are no longer good for me?
Yeah, it's so powerful. Wow. It's beautiful. I love it. It's like just really being courageous enough to take that on, to take on, hey, I'm worth it. I deserve it. I'm enough, you know, to be able to break through this. Like, I don't have to keep suffering through this. And I think that's important. So I want to, like, if we could boil the message down that you wanted to get out to women in the world, let's say you had a microphone and you could get out a message for like 1 minute, you know, 60 seconds, you can get it out to every single woman on the planet. What would you say to them?
I would say that I guess no matter what you've been through in life, even no matter the worth that you think that you may not have, there's always light within the darkness. And there is ways to overcome the limiting beliefs within yourself. And just you need to sit there and really just think about what you want out of life and what you think you deserve. And you need to be a little bit selfish with improving your life. And when you start to improve your life and you become selfish and you start to invest into yourself, you will see your life flourish as a woman. You will grow as a woman, even as a young woman or even a mom. When you start to be confident and you know who you are and you make those healthy changes within your life, you will realize that you'll be able to give more to people, whether that's your children, your husband, your friends. You will actually shine in a much greater light when you invest into yourself. So don't be afraid to make the changes, and don't be afraid to be honest with yourself, because that is where change truly, truly happens, is when you are authentically honest with yourself.
I love it. So powerful. This is great, Jessica. And I want to tap into your Instagram presence, because you're absolutely rocking it on Instagram. What would you say has been your secret to success or key to success with Instagram and social media?
Well, just showing up as myself. I have this thing, hashtag real talk, where I just deliver my thoughts. So I've always used Instagram as a means to express my emotions and my experiences, which hasn't always been easy, but I feel like most people can relate to it.
Yeah.
So just showing up who I am. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't receive that many comments and whatnot, but the amount of inboxes I receive from multiple girls saying, wow, that really hit me deep, that is so true, that really just helps me be able to just continue to share my experiences and my thoughts.
Yeah, if someone has been trying to show up as a certain way on social media, what is your advice to them to be more real? Like, how can they really tap into their voice and their message?
Just be yourself. Don't be afraid of judgment. I truly believe that although a perfect image and maybe a motivational quote may be inspiring in a way, I really feel like if you want to make an impact into other people's lives and really motivate and inspire them, you need to deliver a message where they relate to you and they think, wow, this girl isn't perfect and she hasn't got her freaking shit together. But that's okay because I don't have my shit together.
Yes.
And that's what I like to try and deliver is an authentic message so that people can say, okay, cool, like, we don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to look a certain way. I don't have to be a certain person. But I know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And if I apply myself and maybe apply this message to my life, maybe that'll help improve the person that I am. So it's just showing up as yourself without fear of judgment, because at the end of the day, there's only about 10% of your following that's really going to connect to you and really love you. And the rest is all just, we're just people. Everyone's going to have an opinion at the end of the day. You can't take it personal.
Yeah. Mm. I love it. I wanted to ask about your future and like what you're standing for with your mission and your platform. Like, what do you see yourself getting into in the next year, 2 years, 3 years? What are you excited to be getting into?
Well, I'm excited to grow my online space with all the women that I am working with, and obviously just helping more women grow to understand themselves and look in the internal and help their relationships with food. But I'm also starting my own podcast, which is launching next month.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. So it's definitely been on my heart for so long. In the right space mentally to be able to do it. But I definitely feel like I am now. So I am launching the podcast called The Rising Woman Podcast, which will be about sharing stories of women in Australia, and I've actually got a few people overseas, and just their stories of how they've grown into the empowering woman that they are and really using their internal power to motivate and inspire other women to do the same. So that is the plan now.
That's amazing. And what do you see the podcast is going to help build the community? It's going to help inspire these women. Is there any way you see yourself like really serving the women in particular, like retreats, events, coaching, group coaching? What do you see?
Yes. Well, I definitely see an event. So I am looking into doing a launch event, which should hopefully continue into more events. And then eventually I do want to go down the roads of doing retreats, which would be like a 3-day retreat where it's like a full deep and internal awakening for women, and just provide them with community and support.
Yeah, that's something that's so important, is that community aspect. Can you tell us a little bit more about why community is important to you?
Yeah, I think community... it's so important to have a really good support group. You know, sometimes we can't always do it alone. And, you know, I've been in the space before when I was trying to make when I was making the healthy shift in my life, and I was all alone. And that's where social media came into a big play, because I'm like, well, I need friends that are like fit and stuff. Mm. And so I found my own little online community of women and just commenting on each other's photos. So I am huge on community as such, is just surrounding yourself with good people that can give you those words of affirmation every day and the encouragement that you need. Because sometimes when you're on a particular journey, sometimes you're doing it alone. So you really need to be surrounded by people that are going to push you to higher levels of your life and just help you move forward through the phases.
What do you say to the women who say, I don't know if I'm ready to not do it on my own? I don't know. I feel like I have to do it on my own. I feel like I got to get through this. I feel like, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to share this with a community.
I always say it doesn't matter. Like, you're going to have my constant support every day. I think my first initial contact with most of the people I work with is I literally have a point of contact every single day.
Yeah.
Until they reach that point where they do feel confident enough to be able to really
community. That's amazing. Amazing. I love it. So the community is a big part for you. The podcast, people are going to be able to tune into that. The Rising Woman, that's what it's called. And, you know, if there was anything that we missed out on or anything that really impacted your journey, is there anything else that really made a difference for you along the way that, that helped you and supported you to be where you are today?
I think it's just get clear on your goals and get clear on the direction that your life is headed in. And once you get clear on where you want to be, then just start assessing the things that are surrounding you that are holding you back. And once you start working on little parts, eventually you will look back and you will say, wow, like what seems really hard and difficult 5 years ago now is like, wow, look at the person that I am now. Yeah. So just continue working towards the person or the woman that you want to be and keep chipping away and we'll get there.
Beautiful. Jessica, this has been super, super valuable. Our audience is loving it. They want to know how can they find the podcast or how can they stay connected with you? I know you mentioned you're launching it next month. So how can they stay connected?
Yeah. So you can follow me on my personal social media page, which is Jessica Vieira with V-I-E-R-A-A and 2 underscores. And that is my personal account for all things real talk. And then I have my podcast and my events page, which is called Rising Woman_Empowerment. So that is now getting built up and then it'll just continue to grow. So come and share your love, give us a follow, and I can't wait to share all the amazing women's stories that I have lined up for you all.
I love it. It's going to be amazing seeing you rise yourself, Jessica. And just so everyone heard, it's Rising Woman_Empowerment or woman?
Yep, right. Woman.
Singular. Rising Woman_Empowerment. That's how you get to the podcast. You find out more about that. And then Jessica, your personal Instagram is Jessica.Vieira with 2 A's at the end and then 2 underscores as well. That's a lot of fun. And Jessica, thank you so much for being here. The impact that you're making in these women's lives, this is just the beginning. And oh my goodness gracious, it's got to be so exciting. You just like all these possibilities, all this, you know, all the people and the women in Australia, as well as that you're connecting with around the world, that you're going to be building these relationships with. It's incredible. So thank you for being here, and I super appreciate you and impacting the world the way you are.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
You're welcome. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Goodbye. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website BeYourGPS.com and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to BeYourGPS.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.